You are now listening to Productivity Boss Moves with Robert Price. For more, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. Welcome to Productivity Boss Moves. This is your host, productivity coach, Robert Price, and I am excited, as always, to bring you the productivity boss moves that I believe will take your life from one level to the next. And so we're going to do it once again this week. And getting into this conversation this week, and this week we're talking about how to overcome wrong comparisons to reach your personal best. It made me think of something that happened at my church this past week. My church, Liquid Church in New Jersey, at our campus, we just launched a third service in Garwood. And the great thing about that is, you know, we're welcoming a lot of new people in the doors, a lot of people who don't particularly like to get up on a early on a Sunday morning. We removed that hurdle, right, from having people come in that evening time. So it was great. But the reason I'm talking about that is we all got these hats. So for people who they contribute, so they serve on one of our volunteer teams twice on a Saturday, because, you know, typically we have two services on a Sunday currently, and that's what it's been for a while. So, you know, a lot of people are in their routine serving on Sunday. So the struggle really is to build up the volunteers on Saturday. And so one of the tactics that our campus is using, we have these hats, this swag. Swag solves a lot of problems. So we have this hat, and, you know, a lot of people got the hats because a lot of people have already contributed at least twice on a Saturday already since we've launched it. And with that being said, I started a conversation. It was totally random. And I saw one individual and I'm like, wow, oh man, this person is wearing that hat the best. Shout out to you, Becky Lee. But yeah, just the way she was wearing the hat, like, it was so dope. And then there was another gentleman who I saw, younger kid. He's wearing a hat, and he, you know, it was looking nice on him. So I said, you know, Becky, you have some competition. Shout out to Matthew. But anyways, I'm saying that because it seems like a silly conversation, but it just made me think about, like, how much we actually compare, like, in life. And that was a very obvious scenario where comparison took place, because we all had the same hat. So how did this conversation even come about of who looks better wearing the hat if everyone's wearing the same one? So anyways, that was a fun conversation. And again, you guys know I like to get into these little discussions and debates about stuff like that. But it brings me to the topic that we're talking about today, which is, you know, how to overcome wrong comparisons to reach your personal best. And so I'll just dive in. Because I believe the wrong comparison that we're making is the comparison of our past self to our current self. That's the wrong comparison. Our past self to our current self. Now, am I saying reflection is wrong and being able to, you know, just reflect on your life and seeing how far you come and enjoying, you know, kind of where you currently are Is that not a good practice to have? Absolutely. That's a great practice to have. But that practice should be contained to the practice, right? It should be, time that we set aside, even if it's daily. But there's one particular time that comes to mind for me where I could start to feel myself get caught in a web that I got caught up in my past because of this comparison. So it'll make more sense as we get into it. But one of the things I'm thinking about is this quote, and I put this out on Instagram this week, but just dwelling on your past success is the greatest enemy to your future success. Again, dwelling on your past success is the greatest enemy to your future success. So you guys know I've been talking about sacrifice the past couple of weeks. And, in talking about sacrifice, I've been having like major gains in my life, major gains in my business, major gains in just a lot of areas, based on sacrificing certain things that are not as valuable to my bottom line that I simply gave it up because I'm like, hey, I'm an expert at sports, but I'm not a professional athlete. I'm not a professional sports caster or commentator or debater or anything. So that's actually not producing any fruit in my life of any significance. So, we talked about that infection. If you have an infection in one of your fingers and you have diabetes, like we gotta take that finger off in order for it not to spread to the rest of your body. So, with that being said, like I had to cut that finger off, metaphorically in my life, that sports talk finger. And now, it's to the point where I really don't have a taste for it as much. And I just, I noticed that I don't even, I deleted the YouTube app off of my phone, and I deleted the sports podcast from my podcast app. And, it's so difficult to get to it, and I've been doing it for such a, long period now that it's not even something that I desire. But here's the point of what we're talking about today. I was lying down in the bed, and I was thinking about, like, so Friday, that's my Sabbath, where I don't really do anything of great significance. It's like my free day where I can kind of do whatever, think, read, write, or whatever I want to do, right? So anyways, this Friday came and I was lying down and I started to feel a sense of, wow, look how far I've come. I can totally just relax for however long. And, as I started to relax, I started realizing that more time was passing than I initially anticipated from the initial thought of relaxing. And so, what I realized is when you close your window, nothing can come inside of it. But once you open it, things can come inside, right? Things that you've previously kept out that's been producing the progress. So, although I don't have that sports stuff on my phone, I did, cut the TV on. I was watching a little bit of it and it turned into a little bit more than I wanted it to. So, anyways, what I realized in that moment, it wasn't even about, those things that I just shared. It was about this idea that, oh, like this is the web that I would get caught up in the past. this web of I'm doing something better, right? I've made a sacrifice, so I'm doing something better. But then I get to a point where I'm doing it well, and then I take away the sacrifice and I sink right back down to it. But this time I was determined not to do that, right? I was determined not to do that. And so what I did was I kept that wall up and I shut it down. And I've been doing it again, this week, and it's been helpful. So I want to just say the man in the mirror is lying to you about the potential of your future self. So we've heard that phrase before, that I'm staring at the man in the mirror. It's telling me the truth. It's helping me to change my ways. But what it's also doing, and I think about going, I'm at the gym, like, man, I'm looking at myself and I know I'm improving, like I can feel myself getting better, but then I'm looking at my stomach and I'm like, oh man, will my stomach ever look better? And the truth is, if I continue to eat a certain way and I continue to exercise, yes, my stomach will look better. But if I study too hard the man in the mirror, I'll succumb to the thought process that maybe this is just as good as it'll get. Like I'm further along than I've been in the past, and so I don't want to, I don't want to overextend myself. Maybe just feeling good in this shape, that'll be great. But the reality is, I could go beyond this. I could get a six pack. I could, do whatever. But it takes me getting out of the mirror and getting focused back on the work and back on those sacrifices and literally compounding those sacrifices and making improvement on those gains that I've already gotten. That's the key to me continuing to progress. And so here's the thing. Again, dwelling on your past success is the greatest enemy to your future success. So here's the boss move of the week. What is the one thing I can challenge myself to do this week that will have the greatest impact on my life? Again, what is the one thing I can challenge myself to do this week that will have the greatest impact on my life? For somebody that might be, something really simple, making my bed every day, right? Someone who's struggling to develop consistency may need to start with something small like that. But there's some of you who have gained a level of success and you're moving along with a certain rhythm. So here's what I want to challenge you. I'm going to use that same statement, but for you, I want to know, what is the one project I can challenge myself to do this week that will have the greatest impact on my life? What is the one project? Let's go beyond the daily, like, small tasks to what the project is. Remember, guys, it's not enough to dream. We must do something about it. I'm Robert Price, your productivity coach, helping you focus on what matters most. Have a productive week.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Productivity Boss Moves. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. If you haven't done so already, please take a minute and leave a quick rating and review of this show on Apple Podcasts. It will help me to keep delivering life-changing information for you every week.